We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant.
Catch Namon on Sunday, January 25th at Billboard Live in Markham with comedian Just Niche from Chicago. Seriously Ignorant News chief correspondent Damon Williams reports robbers who really didn't give a cluck. Seriously, Damon.
Good one, Mary. Seriously, Tom, as serious as a pastor at tax time.
Whoa.
Yeah, they putting a little extra stank on them sermons this time of year. And God said, one who giveth is the one who receives. Especially if you got that refund. Yeah, they put a little extra stank on the sermon right now. Give it as a good thing. All right. I'm sorry, pastors.
Stank on the sermon.
Yeah, stank on the sermon. That's right.
Stank on the sermon.
Stank on that sermon.
Because that refund.
Yeah, and the deacon will say, well, you put some stank on it today, man.
Yes, you did, pastor. Them pockets is open now, pastor.
Man, you put some stank on it today.
All right, check it out. It's tax time. A 32-year-old Pennsylvania man named Shane Lindsay was a suspect in a bank robbery, mainly because he had just robbed a bank. thank you, Super Dave. All right. Police were on his trail when a witness said a man matching his description had entered a nearby restaurant. Actually, they said the man had ran past the restaurant and then came back and went inside. So the police went in. You know, it's 20 minutes later, hoping they could check the surveillance tape to see which way he went. But while they were reviewing the footage, they noticed the bald guy in the film footage that fit his description. Turns out, he was still there eating. Yep. And he had ordered fried chicken and biscuits. So here's another brother foiled by the allure of the Yardbird. Apparently, he tried to resist it. He had ran past the place, but that chicken was calling him.
They put some stank on it, man.
Man, they put some stank on that smoke coming out the chimney or something. So, that's a powerful thing, that chicken aroma. You trying to escape a bank robbery? Come on, man. Chicken smoke. Come on. So, he had to go back and get some of that chicken. And hopefully, he had a chance to finish his meal before they took him into custody because he was still sitting there. They arrested him. And now, he ain't going to be getting a good chicken dinner for a long time.
Oh, my God.
I can't imagine.
Would you go back? Would you go back?
Man,
come on, man.
Yeah, it'll make you double back, man.
Good chicken smoke? Back. Come on. Seriously. With some stank on it? Anyway.
Man.
As serious as the melted cheese heads in Green Bay. Hey.
You know.
They thought they had that one, didn't they?
Yes, sir, man.
I'm sorry. As a Bears fan, I had to do that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Sybil. Next up, Abilene police officer was on patrol when he noticed a man who was described as a repeat offender who had numerous contacts with the local police department. This 40-year-old man was walking down the alley, and they noticed he had something protruding from his jacket. So when the police stopped him, they found a TV under his jacket. Right.
Protruding?
Completely with wall mounts. That's it.
Were you happy to see me? Yeah.
Right.
Protruding from his jacket.
Protruding from his jacket is the way the story reads, Tom. So they took him into custody. So then they started to check the area for signs of break-ins, where they found a window was broken and a stolen TV was missing from the wall. Now, when the owner of the business arrived, he said the only thing missing was his 30-inch TV. So this is why he tried to stick it under his jacket. First of all, I didn't even know they still made 30-inch TV. Matter of fact, I ain't never heard of a 30-inch TV. That's 32, that's 26. Never heard of a 30. So, and I definitely heard about nobody mounting a 30-inch TV on the wall. That's about the size of a laptop. In fact, I'm sure he was mad the police even found him with that TV, unless it was one of them TVs with the booty still on the back.
A big back.
Yeah, the big back TV, to which he probably told the police, y'all shouldn't have brought that back, never. So, damn it for stopping him, you damn police. Let us breathe. Anyway, So the man was taken into custody, and hopefully this dude gonna get himself a new TV. Seriously. As serious as a good parent with a badass kid. All
right. I know it.
They exist. Report to you live from the south side of Chicago. It's your chief correspondent, Damon Williams.